Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I am a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about release, to release, let go, shake it off. Yeah, let's do it all today in What Is This Feeling? Yeah. I put my hand in the bag and I pulled out the card release. Release this week is about release. Okay, go straight into the definition. The definition is to allow or enable to escape from confinement. Am I saying that right? Confinement. To set free. Just to set free. Just, I feel release is like to let go of something, but to release, oh, like a prison. Oh yeah, now I get it. They mean prison. Not that they mean prison, but they mean to get free, get out, you know, get out. No. So you all know I am been through a lovely inner child healing journey for the past couple of years. And I was walking to the train station yesterday. And no, that's a lie. I went to Lidl first and I saw a kid. He must be like 2 or 3 years old, very small. He was walking on the pavement and he stopped at the end of the pavement. In front of the street, and I was like, that's great. He like stopped so that cars can't hit him, so their parents have said, well, you need to stop at the end of the pavement, so you know. I was like, that's cool. And then I was like, I always did that. I always did what my parents told me. And but I also felt like I now Piotr now was like, but I feel triggered to get on the road, to take that step, to go a bit further. And it's great that parents, because their parents are full, parents are there to set boundaries for you when you can't make them. When you start to walk and, you know, walk into tables and stuff, your parents are there to protect and set the boundaries of this is where you can go and this is what you can't do. You can't, you know, eat shower gel or whatever. That the boundaries are there, the parents are set there. So I was always like, yes, I'm not doing that, la 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 la. I was such a good boy. And now I was like, oh, but I feel I should be a bit more of a rebel. A bit more like I want to have that adventurous side of exploring things. And that's what I became aware of when I saw that child that was 2 or 3 years old greatly doing what their parents said to him. And I was like, yeah, I think I've released kind of the parent boundaries. I think you do need to release the parent boundaries that have been handed to you, because you're not that 2-year-old child anymore. So you need to release that. Well, I feel you should. Now, and then I walked to the train station and there was, again, a 2-year-old in like a push thingy, how do you call it? And there was this woman, she was a bit chavvy, and the child was moaning a lot. She was like, ah. And the woman said, shut your fucking mouth. Shut up. And I was literally like, oh. And, you know, of course, you are so sensitive as a child, and already hearing those kind of things as a child will put quite a base of kind of, you know, vocabulary and kind of energy in there. So I was like, oh my god, how that woman already kind of set up that child. But of course, you've got a choice in life if you still would go that. If, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm going to go to the next segment.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
Release me, release my body. Yeah, drama school. So literally one of the first things I got taught in acting classes was to let go. Just let go. I think the setup of the first couple of years, well, the first year of drama school in the Netherlands was very... I didn't like it. I didn't like the acting. I didn't like acting because... I was made that I was a really bad actor because I had to let go and I had no idea how to do that. We had to sing through song, acting through song, and acting classes. And I had to let go. I had to not think. I had to get out of my head, and I didn't know how to do it. And yeah, I just didn't know how to do it. So I couldn't let go, and it was so frustrating because I really wanted to do well, and that was working against me with just letting go. I remember at that time when I was like 18, 19, I started to go out and I started to drink. Oh, the first time I felt proper tipsy was in at Freshers' Week, and we went with the music academy, with the conservatory of musical theatre conservatory. We went to one of the islands. The Netherlands have five islands up north, and we went to one, and we were in this farm, and I was having a white wine. And we were like talking, and we were like watching a horror film because we were having a dropout. So we would got into a van and got dropped in the middle of nowhere, and we had to find a way out again. But before that, I had a white wine, and I just hadn't got another one. And then at some point, I was like, oh, I feel tipsy. That was the first time I feel tipsy. And So drinking. So I started to drink, just like you would do, I think. And I started to let go when I was out with classmates. We would like go to like bars and stuff and have a dance. And I was like, I'm letting go. I enjoy this. I'm like, I don't care what people think. And la 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 la. And then Monday morning, straight at like 9 o'clock, it was acting class again. And they were like, you need to let go. And I was like, I wish I was a little bit drunk now, because I could let go then instead of thinking. I am so curious now what I actually was thinking and what I was suppressing. Well, I know what I was suppressing, but I was curious how much. Yeah, I must have not realized any of that. You were just judging yourself. And I think still it's hard to fully let go, to fully be like. Because I think you are your own teacher then. If I do an audition, if I got a self-tape to do, I prep, I do vocal warm-ups, I make sure I know the song, lyrics, everything, and then record it. And sometimes, you are your own worst critic. And when you record it, and in the moment you're already holding back, and I stop myself doing auditions, doing self-tapes, because I'm just overthinking, judging myself. I can't remember which audition it was, but I literally had two, I don't want to say breakdowns, but I definitely had to like do a 50-minute meditation and come back to it again, because I was just judging myself, and judging myself for the acting, for the singing, how I wanted to sound, and it's so bad. And I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago where I was feeling a bit down, and I was like, I need to do something that's fun. So I sang a song, and I felt amazing. And the other day, I was like, I'm gonna sing a song, and I started singing it, and I was like, oh, I'm not using this technique. I was like, I remember this person saying that I sound a bit like this, and do I sound like this? And then, oh, I'm checking, and you're holding, getting yourself out of everything, getting yourself out of being in the moment. And in the moment is that you are free, peaceful, and enjoying it. Yeah. That's what I strive. That's my goal. That's my goal. But yeah, sometimes it's hard, and you just need to let go. When I went to GSA, we had a little saying that we did. So if something bad happens, if we're doing mock auditions and stuff, and if you're not feeling good, we would also always say, "It does not matter." It does not matter, because it reflected a bit like. We take it very seriously. We take our acting very seriously. So when something negative happens, we just need to imagine the bigger picture in life, that it's about life and it does not matter, and it just lifted our stress a bit and it lifted our thingy. And sometimes I think about that. No, I don't think about that. I just made that up. Yeah. But I thought about it when I prepped this podcast. Oh, to just add, it was my birthday on the weekend. Thank you. Happy birthday for me. And my boyfriend and I saw, because it was a present from him. Thank you so much. It was the show opening night at the Gielgud Theatre, where I saw the musical Hair years ago. Love the musical Hair. Love it. And the show was with Sheridan Smith opening night. And Sheridan Smith is just incredible. The show itself is confusing, but Sheridan is just amazing. It's like she is natural and comfortable, which makes me comfortable. And she just oozes like amazingness. It's so weird. Everything that she does, I buy, and everything, like, with humor, and she cried, and it was just incredible. It was like she was just living on stage. She was just herself, and like had everything, the whole theater in her control. And yeah, it's nothing to do with release, but that was amazing. It was incredible. Yeah.
Oh, mama, it's a drag. Oh.
Welcome to the very brief and short review bit of UK versus the world. Last week I didn't do. This week I will do a little bit. Now, I don't mind if RuPaul would literally stop the show. Then the next episode, literally stop the show and says, Marina, you are the winner of UK versus the world. I wouldn't be bothered. I would. If you haven't seen the show, watch it first. Watch Drag Race Philippines Season 1, and then watch Drag Race Philippines Season 2, then watch UK versus the World, and it's just amazing seeing like a drag queen like that, just doing her thing, being so comfortable, A, with herself, and I can see that now. I've been asked, because I do drag as well, I've been asked if I would be interested, not by any of the production, just by people around me, if I would ever do the show. And I'm like, I don't think I would do any of those reality TV shows. And I'm also, when I see those people on television, I think I'm always so kind of looking up to how, of course, you're not always yourself, but they look like they are themselves, and they are, you know, their brand, and of course they have a character and stuff. But just like Marina, it's come so effortlessly and so natural. And same with Tia Coffey. It's just such joy watching her. It's just, you know, when you turn on the TV, you're like, I can just sit down and enjoy it. And you know you're in safe hands. You know you're going to laugh. You know you're going to be entertained. And I think that's what you want, right? And you want to see good drag. Yeah.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
I'm very happy that I pulled this card this week, because, you know, it's confirmation of what you're doing, how you're feeling, and where you're working to. So usually when I started feeling a bit grumpy or have weird thoughts or just any worrying thoughts or like anxious thoughts or like thoughts that are not helpful, I usually overanalyze them, as in like when I have a thought, I was like, oh, where did that come from? And what do I do with it? And what I start to like analyze it instead of being like, I had that thought and I let it go. I'm just releasing it. Like I said before, being in the moment. I've got a book called The Power of Now. I haven't read it all because I always have that with spiritual self-help books that I just stop. And then I'm the book that I'm reading now, Psycho-Cybernetics, I am still on the same chapter because I'm reading it every day. And that's the goal. The goal to do that for 21 days, because then your body will remember it, muscle memory. Yeah, so I'm reading the same chapter every day for 21 days. Yeah. Where was I? Thoughts? Yeah, thought patterns, thoughts thingies. Yes. Instead of just analyzing it, just letting it go. There is no value of those thoughts. Oh, like I said, living in the now, peaceful. There are so many thoughts that shoot past, go by, and of course, I'm sensitive, and a lot of people are sensitive, and we are cling on to those kind of thoughts because, again, we want to feel valid, and we want to feel seen, and we want to feel. And by letting go of those thoughts, you create more space for yourself. Yeah, I had to say that. And I want to add a little bit to that because I have felt stuck a lot of times in my life, and sometimes you feel more stuck than other times. And I have felt more stuck when you overanalyze, overthink, and started almost becoming very like in a web of thoughts, in a web of thoughts of things, because you think those things are important. I always, when I used to do energy workshops and stuff, when you tune in on light energy, on truth energy, they are very light, and they are very to sense them, it's a light energy. If you feel negative energy, it's very constricting energy, is very down, it's very low, it's very heavy. And it's almost like you think those energies are more real because you can feel them more, because you are more aware of those heavy energies than of the light energies, because they're literally lighter, so they are less likely to grasp onto. There are lots of ways, by the way, to release certain things, if that is mentally, physically, energetically, emotionally. I love it. I love all of that. So, for example, mentally, it's a really nice, easy exercise. I've got it from Headspace, I think. It's a really easy one where when you have lots of thoughts in your head, you just imagine yourself sitting on past a highway on a street, and the street can be far away as well, and you're just seeing cars go by, and those cars are thoughts that pop into your head. And sometimes when you cling onto a thought too much, it's like you're holding onto the car, you're trying to get into the car, but the car is already moving along, and you just need to sit and watch. So if you just watch your thoughts go by, for me, that ridiculously helped in just having a more peaceful mind. I saw an exercise on Instagram, in a reel, and we can do that together now. You need to make a little bit of sound, so if you are around people, then yeah, just be aware of that. So if we all breathe in through our nose, and when we breathe out, we're gonna say, "Mwah." And we're gonna do it again. Breathe inside. Breathe inside. Breathe in. And again, "Mwah." And open your mouth wide when you do "Mwah." We're gonna do it again one last time. Breathe in. When we say "Mwah," open our mouth really big. "Mwah." And then, ha! I'm acting. No. Ha! And it feels so refreshing. It's a really kind of quick, verbal kind of thing. And for me, that helps because I always feel I shut down very quickly when it's, especially when it comes to emotions and stuff. My mechanism is to mute myself, is to get shut and overthink. So I love that kind of exercise. One really other quick kind of energetically exercise is you hold your hands together and imagine it's like a ball in between. So you've got some space in between your hands and your fingers, and it's like a ball. And you imagine this ball of energy, And you imagine all your shitty energy, all the energy that you picked up, all the energy that is not yours, all the energy that doesn't serve you, all the shitty energy that you have collected this day, this week, this year, oh, who knows? All of this you're gonna imagine, visualize into this ball, and we're gonna throw that ball away on 1, 2, 3, 4. On 4, you're gonna throw it away. 1, 2, 3, 4, throw the ball away, and we're gonna do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, throw the ball away, and again on 4, we're gonna throw it away. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. That's a really easy exercise to energetically get rid of some things. Other exercise I enjoy doing, and you can do that anywhere. You can do that at work. You can do that on the tube. It's imagining white healing light pour from the top of your head, from your crown chakra, into your head and down your shoulders, down your neck, down your chest, into your arms, where the energy gets out of your fingers and the energy goes down to your chest, your stomach, your back, your pelvis, everything, all the way down to your feet. And then you let the white energy flow down there, and the white energy will pick up all the negative energy and all the constricting things, all the things that don't serve you anymore, and it all, like a waterfall, it just flows out of you. Lovely. Those are things that, if you ever want to do it, you know what I mean? Not gonna lie, I am feeling quite zen after that. It was, yeah, that's really nice. To go back to kind of the definition of it, the noun of release is the action of making a film, of recording, of a product, releasing something. I release an album. Beyonce released an album. I need to get into that. I'm not really into cowboy things, but I do feel I need to get into Beyonce more, because I'm going to like a Beyonce night at the end of the month, at the Vauxhall Royal Tavern, and yeah, I need to prep myself for that. So the ongoing kind of vibe of the episode with releasing is, it's quite mentally, like I said, you can have it, things energetically, emotionally, whatever, but it's quite mentally. And when you release, you release, as in if you masturbate and you come, you release stress. It's technically, it's scientifically proven. I don't have the data, but it's scientifically proven that you release stress, you release tension. So if you do it just by yourself, or if you, for example, have sex with someone or other people, you release stress. I know sex can be sometimes a bit stressful, or you can get in your head, but most of the time you can have, yeah, just a nice release. It's literally, especially with, not especially, but like, because you're moving your body, you're creating energy, just like the waterfall with light energy. You are getting energy in motion, and you are, you know, that's why when you go out for a run or just do an exercise, whatever, and you get the blood pumping, you got your heart rate up, you create new energy. And it's not, you know, very weirdly spiritual. It's how it is. You create new energy. You are moving your body. Yeah. One of the things I felt, you know, just get you stuck in, it's just, again, judging yourself, judging your physical body. It's judging what you can do, if that is stamina, if that is being a bottom, being a top, being a first. If there's any kind of judgment on that, it just holds you back. It's just like, you know, and I've had it before when I had a self-image of myself where I didn't find myself very attractive or find myself very sexy. And then also being judgmental about certain sexual acts that you can do, or certain fetishes, or certain kinks, or even certain, I don't want to say vanilla, but vanilla kind of things. And you know, there are things that I'm. No, I'm not really judgmental about it because I've tried some things and sometimes you don't like them and sometimes you're like, oh, I enjoy it now. And sometimes you need to give things another second chance. And sometimes you are like, I never want to do that in my life because it just doesn't turn me on. And that's totally valid. I've seen a couple of posts and awareness things on Instagram, and they were all about chemsex. And chemsex is when you use drugs and have sex. And sometimes that can take quite a long time. Some people do that weekends, and because drugs is involved, it, you know, it's a bit harder to control and to be conscious of certain things. And I remembered I had a friend in the Netherlands, and he would have chemsex a lot. And I remembered him talking about a certain session, and then already starting to organize something with other people for the next week and the next week. And it felt really like he couldn't do without. It's almost like you couldn't have sex without using drugs. And I think that's it's quite like a numbing thing when it becomes addictive, and you are addicted because it's not as fun anymore. You're just trying to fill something, fill a void or a validation. I feel when it would come to sex, I always felt valid having sex. I got validation out of having sex. And, you know, through the years you take apart, well, I took apart kind of the mental issues or the things that you struggle with. And now, for example, I feel sex is very enjoyable, and it was always enjoyable. But the kind of need to do something, there's kind of a pressure off. There's the thing that makes that I thought would make me valid because I created it for myself. Like I learned it from myself, and I think that's why it was a big thing in my life because I felt that I didn't have a lot of control or gave myself credit for things that I've achieved in my life. And I think that's why I am. There's a bit less pressure on that from my side because I'm seeing kind of my worthiness and my what I create in my life for myself more than before. Yeah, that's really cool. And on that note, I am gonna pull a card. Am using the Angel Prayers Oracle card deck from Kyle Gray. And this card is for you for this week when this podcast comes out. Thank you, angels, for guiding us. Thank you, angels, for sharing your information, telling my lovely listeners what they need to hear this week. And what they need to hear this week is, besides releasing, it's new beginning. Thank you, angels, for opening up the doors to change. I am ready. You are ready. You are ready. You are almost ready to kick in the door. If the door is not open yet, you are ready to kick in the door. And if it's open, you are sprinting through it. You are so ready. You are so ready to begin. You are so ready to change. You are so ready to grasp this new energy. You are. It's adventure. It's exciting. I am bubbling right now. You are so ready. You are so ready. The angels are saying you are ready. I'm saying you're ready. You are so ready. Go for it. Wow. Okay. That was a cool one. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions for me, if you have any topics you want me to do, any juicy questions for me, please message me on What Is This Feeling Podcast on Instagram. Send me a message, send me a voice note, do whatever you like. And for now, lovely listeners, gorgeous listeners, thank you so much. Listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei!